Okay. So, hello, everybody. I'm Jane, and it's January the 6th already. Thank you very much for being here. Chief White Eagle placed a medicine wheel of light over the Blue Mountains. So all this week we're going to work with that and maintain it. I think it's fabulous. So this is a meditation using that medicine wheel of light to rebalance the land. Thank you. So let's calibrate or recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we just ask Giuliano now to send down Omega light to each of us to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel it, reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. It'll build a great energy boost and you'll feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as your energy connects with this fifth dimensional light. And we'll just focus on that briefly. And now our beloved Giuliano, who just loves us so much, sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. And this will accelerate this powerful group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness and coherency. And it will enable us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. At this momentous year of 2020, we're asking that the global meditative intervention be used, because the more we can get people all over the world meditating and working with us, the stronger the input into the new sphere, the mind belt of our planet. There is the possibility of reprogramming the new sphere so that there's a reversal of the ocean currents and wind patterns to bring the rains that should come to Australia. In bio-relativity, we want to lessen the intensity of events. That is, we have to acknowledge that there are forces that have been set in motion and have to be played out, and energy needs to be released. And we, as planetary healers, are asking to moderate the release of that energy. We don't want a mass sixth extinction. We don't want the forests destroyed. We don't want the oceans to die. Mankind has the ability to repair the planet, and this program can be downloaded into the new sphere. But this has to be done in a strong way with great arcane power, which is why the more of us can get together meditating on the planetary changes that need to occur, well, we'll create those powerful changes. So let's begin. Take three deep breaths and with each breath, sink slightly deeper into a trance. And now allow your spirit bodies to rise into a corridor, and we link in a circle at the Gross Valley. We, the Australian Group of 40 and the Native Ascended Masters, are gathered here today in this sacred area to talk to Mother Earth, to work with the new sphere, and to bring our spiritual powers together in a way to rebalance the energy in Australia and to rebalance the energies that are known as the sixth mass extinction. Mother Earth, Father Sky, we ask for a great blessing of peace and balance for our dear, wonderful Australia. And we ask from the bottom of our hearts, from our highest crown chakras, from the highest arcane power, to minimize the winds and to bring needed rains to all areas that are suffering, and to help repair the weather pattern that is creating this destruction, so that it more favorably helps to extinguish all fires in the continent of Australia. Mother Earth, we recognize the great abuse that has been placed upon you, particularly the devastations in the Amazon, particularly the radiation leakages throughout the oceans, and the many other blockages in the meridians of the earth. Mother Earth, we know you have the power to help repair the weather patterns so that there is a rebalancing and a clearing of all smoke, all ash, and all disruptions caused by strong winds. We know it is within your power, and we, the Group of 40, and the Australian Group of 40 friends, are gathered here today to ask for this intervention as soon as possible. Let us visualize and so recreate a gigantic medicine wheel of light over Australia. And we center that medicine wheel over the etheric crystal in the Gross Valley. And we call on the ancient grandmothers and grandfather spirits, and we ask for their help too in rebalancing and saving the lands and stopping these horrendous fires. So let us all raise the etheric crystal in the Gross Valley now. The ancient grandmother and grandfather spirits are with us, and we in the Group of 40 open our hearts and call on Mother Earth for the repair and the rebalancing. Let us now call on Giuliano and the Ascended Masters to bring down the healing and repair energy immediately. We're going to go into meditation now as all of these forces interact to reshift whatever is necessary for the highest good of Australia. And we're going to be in silence. Let the shift in the rain patterns from the Indonesian area realign for the highest good of all, so that they bring back the rain, bring the rains back to Australia now. Let the winds calm down. And we say to you, Mother Earth, that we will work for raising the consciousness of all of Australia and all of the planet. For this is not an external single event, but is a part of a global pattern. And let the planet and those in power realize the global crisis Earth is now in. Visualize this medicine wheel over the Grose Valley, now spreading all over Australia and the areas affected. In South Australia, Kangaroo Island is ablaze, a third of it. In South Australia, the fires are burning in the Mount Lofty Ranges, the West Coast and the Riverland districts. In Victoria, East Gippsland, and that merges up into the East Coast of New South Wales. And there are fires in all states. And there is a repair of the earth wherever this etheric medicine wheel is found. So let the repair begin. We're going to be leaving this etheric medicine wheel over the Grose Valley, and it will expand and contract over any part of Australia that needs the repair. For our final work today, we want to download into the new sphere the following affirmation. So please visualize each word. Mother Earth. We, as planetary healers, are working to repair the energy that is creating the sixth mass extinction. Mother, the Earth does not have to respond to that thought field. Because we will help to create a more expansive thought field. For all life on Earth. For this beloved blue jewel. So now, think yourself back into your bodies on the earth. Hold the intention to be perfectly aligned. Be present. And thank you for this participation.
Unity Consciousness, January 2020. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land and pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Good evening, I'm Marilyn and today is January 6th, 2020. Thank you for being here. This is a meditation for Unity Consciousness. We are working with Giuliano. Giuliano brings the Starship Athena over Australia and New Zealand, home of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of starseeds that live in this section of the planet. Some have compared the current population to the time of Atlantis before its huge downfall and its upheaval geographically that led to its demise. Its downfall, and perhaps what we are now experiencing in this lifetime is a similar warning, is a similar situation. Perhaps some of you remember your lifetime in Atlantis. Perhaps some of you remember that you were concerned, as you now are, about the outcomes on the planet, and in this time, just like in the Atlantean times, there were many people in power that were in denial about the gravity, the seriousness of the situation. Let us first, in our bi-relativity, come together in a circle of light over Australia and New Zealand, and let us meditate together with the raising of the spiritual light quotient of these two countries. And let us meditate for the raising of the spiritual light quotient of the leaders of these countries, the decision makers of these two countries, so that they will be moved by their spiritual insight. They will understand that in this age of technology, the fact remains that the advancement of technologies has overtaken the spiritual wisdom. And now we are in a moment in our bi-relativity meditation where we, as starseeds, are coming together and seeking the spiritual energy to raise the spiritual vibration of these two countries. Ooh. see and visualize a halo of light around Australia and New Zealand, and include all the islands around us in this halo of light. Just as one can visualize the ring of ascension around the earth, visualize now a halo ring around Australia and New Zealand and surrounding islands. The Arcturians are as aware as you of these serious natural disasters. Some of them are obvious. Some of them are slow-moving, such as the destruction of the bees, and such as the contamination of the soil and the creation of dead zones in the oceans, the slow demise of the barrier reef. But it all comes down to one basic core factor, and that is the spiritual light quotient of these two countries. For it will take a spiritual upliftment. It will take a move away from materialism and economics and the stock market and materialism. It will take an understanding that Mother Earth is a living spirit. And yes, Mother Earth has great powers of purification, great powers of cleansing. But do we really want the balance to tip so far that an end time event must occur for the final purification? No. We want to see this happen preemptively, preventatively. So we are visualizing this halo of light around Australia and New Zealand, and with our help, the Arcturians are downloading a meager light into this halo, into this ring around Australia and New Zealand. Om Nidala. Remember, Omega Light brings out the highest, the best, the highest evolutionary energy, the highest spiritual evolution. And now visualize this intense Omega Light around our two countries as a halo. Let us meditate on that now. In our bi-relativity work, we will go into silence. The Omega Light is filling this halo of light around Australia and New Zealand. And now this halo of light filled with Omega Light is going to permeate the whole moon sphere over the two countries. The whole etheric aura of Australia and New Zealand. Going into the subconscious of all peoples. For it will take a spiritual awakening to shift the consciousness towards a new view of what is happening on this planet. So see, to the best of your ability, that this halo is an endless source of spreading light, of higher light, throughout the new sphere of Australia and New Zealand, and throughout the etheric aura of the two countries. We will go back into meditation. Hear see this light spreading like a golden thin layer of etheric light over the entire area. A light that will begin a spiritual awakening of the importance of interacting with Mother Earth and seeking a new spiritual balance in all aspects of Australia and New Zealand's life, including how we treat nature. Om And as this Omega light is spreading round, let that light come into your aura. Let that light come into your consciousness. Let that light come into your energy field. For the more that you can raise your vibration, then the more powerful you, as a planetary healer, can be. Again, we will go back into meditation as you absorb and see that light spreading throughout the two countries. Let the Omega light come into your crown chakra. And let this Omega light also go over the whole country. The farmlands, the oceans and seas around our two countries. Let it go over those areas where the bees are sparse. And let the proper conditions return so that the colonies of bees can once again propagate to the fullest extent. These two countries, Australia and New Zealand, have the highest potential for high consciousness and high spiritual light. Let that potential be activated now to the fullest extent. The light is spread throughout the two countries. The halo will remain in effect throughout the two countries for the next 12 hours, and may there be an upliftment of the spiritual light quotient so that new solutions and cleansings can be brought forth to correct the imbalances in this part of the planet. And so it shall be. Thank you for participating in this meditation.